This is Good News Hour, the program wholly dedicated to the glorious gospel concerning our soon coming Savior and Lord. Your speaker today is John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas. And I shall continue the theme we had before us in our last message to you. We spoke of at least, we pointed them out, seven distinct things that are prepared. And perhaps I should enumerate these because we will not be able to go over them one by one. We did have, however, in the first instance, a prepared body. That is what we call the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is found in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 5. And then we have, finally, a people prepared, and that is contrition. Luke chapter 1 and verse 17. And then a dinner prepared, and this, of course, is out of love and tender compassion on the part of our Lord Jesus. And this is found in the Gospel by Matthew chapter 22 and verse 4. And we read of a city that's prepared, a habitation, or expect to be there. But, of course, we frequently point out in our broadcast to you that heaven is a prepared place, but it is for a prepared people. And to be sure that those only will be in heaven who have been prepared, who are prepared. There's a very solemn statement way over in the book of Amos, chapter 4, verse 12, that says, "Prepare to meet thy God." Now, it is a fact that you have a meeting with God, and we do not know when that meeting will take place. You see, it's possible to be brought into His presence by way of death. And then, of course, we speak of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and every eye that has seen the Christ of God, the Savior, by simple faith, I mean, in other words, those who have exercised trust in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, who have accepted Him as Savior and Lord, and all such who are here at His coming will be shouted up, and with changed bodies, glorified bodies, will go into His presence to go out no more. And of course, those who have fallen asleep in Jesus will be resurrected with their new bodies, and they will precede the ones that are alive. And together we will meet the Lord in the air. But now listen, we have intimated that men and women must meet God, every son and every daughter of Adam's race. And you know this is a very solemn and a heart-searching thought. And I'm sure if you had an invitation to meet the President of the United States, you would prepare for that meeting. If you had an invitation to meet some dignitary in this land or in other lands, you would prepare for that very special occasion. But we want you to know that you are to meet God. You see, there are two ways in which He may be met. One may meet Him in Christ, with all their sins eternally removed, and so that the sin question will never come up. It'll be to go into the sunshine of His eternal presence, to be with Him and like Him forever. Then again, there are others who will meet Him, not as Savior, not as Lord, but who will meet Him as Judge. And then what will come up then will be the sins of a lifetime. And you would regret, not only then, but you would eternally regret that you made no preparation to meet God. And oh, hear me, will you, today. This is a word of warning, and ought to be a timely word, to prepare to meet thy God. Now, we certainly want to make clear to you that you could not produce what would make you acceptable to God or give you a place or a standing in His presence. However, on the other hand, He has made provision, ample provision, so that if you avail yourself of what God has purchased in the person of His dear Son, you will be a prepared man, a prepared woman, to meet your God. How wonderful to be able to lift up one's eyes heavenward and Godward, and to be able to say, nothing between my soul and the Savior, so that His glorious face may be seen. Yes, and if wonderful to be able to say, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. All the guilt and all the sin, all that stood in the way as a barrier has been forever put away, has been removed by our blessed Savior and Lord. Now I thought I should like to call attention to God's provision so that you might be a prepared person, a prepared man, or a prepared woman. Now let me tell you that joining church will not give you fitness for God's high heaven. That is not the preparation that you need. Well, says somebody, supposing then I get baptized, and supposing I turn over a new leaf, and supposing I give my money to the good cause, you still would be an unprepared man, an unprepared woman. Now, when we get to heaven, of course you have to learn that song, the song of the redeemed, here and now. We're going to sing it forever and forever. And of course the song of the redeemed is, unto him that loved us and loosed us from our sins in his own blood. Now, you couldn't, if you're thinking that you'll gain heaven on the ground of what you have done or on the ground of what you expect to do in the future, you see, you would be out of harmony with all the redeemed of the Lord. And you would introduce a discord. All that will be in the glory are men and women, boys and girls, who have been redeemed, who have been purchased, a people who are ready, a people who are prepared. And oh, how glad we are that God, in his grace, has prepared. And so I shall just read you very briefly a verse or two, and I think this ought to help to make clear, further clear, the thought that we have been seeking to stress. Will you listen to it? Our Lord Jesus Christ, it said, Jesus answered and spake unto them again in parables, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his supper, for his son, and he sent forth his servants to them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. Now, I'd like to stress that. Oh, I would like that that might ring this, the sweetest melody in your ears. Yes, further, that it might reach into your very heart. This is a dinner. And we can tell you, friends, if you miss it, you will miss it. And miss it for all eternity. And I think it's wonderful on the part of our God, the greatest possible consideration of the entire human family. And you know, all are bidden and all are welcome. You couldn't be more welcome than you are at this moment to come and to partake of the dinner that has been prepared. Think of it, has been prepared by our God at infinite cost. You know, sometimes people say, well, salvation then, as you stated, must be very cheap. If you say that I can be saved without money, I can be saved without price, I can be saved without works, then it must be cheap. Just a minute, friend. We want you to know that in order that God could have this supper prepared, it cost him all that he had, everything. You see, he twirled worlds into existence in association with his Son, who was his co-equal and eternally in his presence. But listen, in order to have a prepared dinner, God had to send his Son. And he couldn't just speak it into existence by the word of his power. It meant that he must forfeit his life. And you know, I like the words of a poet who puts it something like this. By meekness and defeat, he, Jesus, won the maiden crown, trod all our foes beneath his feet by being trodden down. And so as a matter of fact, what looked like certain defeat was sure and eternal victory. And those of us who have been saved, we can say now, thank God, the victory is ours. We're on the side of the victor And blessed be God, He has been and He is victorious. And so we stress as we conclude that in order to have a dinner prepared so that there could be a universal invitation, it cost God all He had, cost Him His only Son. And it cost His Son His precious atoning life's blood, that sinners might from sin be freed. Now, if you'd come today and just say to Him, "Lord, I'm a sinner, I trust You as my own," you would be prepared and prepared for eternity and a meeting with God. Trust Him today.
Just a reminder, friends, that salvation, after all, you know, is something that should not be postponed, reminding you of this interesting scripture, "For He saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." So if you treasure your soul, make it just at this moment, will you? Open the heart's door wide open and bid the Savior enter in. He'd save you and save you now with an everlasting salvation. Now, if you enjoyed the message that you've been listening to and you'd like further spiritual assistance, don't hesitate, friends. Drop us a line to the following address: Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas. And the Lord of glory reach you today for His great name's sake. Amen.